Hi, this is Radio Kate here. We're at the Social TV Forum down at Reba in London, and I'm joined by Triona Campbell, who's the CEO of Campbell Ryan Productions, who produce the UK version of Sophia's Diary. Now then, for the people out there listening to us now, they might not know about it. Can you explain a bit about Sophia's Diary?
Sophia's Diary is one of the first cross-media teenage soaps. It's the story of the girl next door. Sophia's a fish out of water. She was living with her mom. Parents are divorced. She had a couple of bad run-ins at school, so she's been moved to London to live with her dad, who she doesn't particularly know very well, his new wife and the step-devil monster child that they have in the house. It's a series of video diaries that she uploads through Bebo onto her Bebo page to stay in touch with her friends that she's now left from the small town and to tell them about her life in London and how she's getting on.
And this is something that the audience can really interact with.
It was really important for us that we felt that people don't primarily go to the internet just to go and watch things. They go to communicate with each other and communicate with different people. So we wanted to create a virtual 24/7 friend that they could communicate with through message boards, through helping her make big decisions in her life. When she has a dilemma, she'll ask the audience what she should do. As for us as producers of a show, we shoot both options and then we broadcast the winning one based on the number of votes. But it was to create an interactive 24/7 friend that exists both online and then through the sale to Fiverr on television, and also in books by Penguin, DVD by Sony, and in articles on Ms. Magazine.
And how have you exploited all the different platforms that Sophia's Diary is on?
In terms of a business model, Sophia's Diary is completely paid for by brands and advertisers who pay for the production costs of the show. Each of the sales afterwards, in terms of moving to television, to publishing, to magazines, and to brand licensing, are where we make our revenues from.
And what do you think is going to be the future of social TV?
We believe in the future. We think that a lot of the old traditional methods that we've seen over the last while, where people spend millions on piloting shows that may or may not work on television, I think a lot of more people are seeing the benefits of piloting stuff online, of building communities, building audiences, seeing how they work, getting the traction, getting the user comments in early, and then moving to a television phase. I think TV is always going to be with us, and for us it adds a lot of credibility to the brand to be able to say that we crossed from the internet to television. But our audience are multitasking. They're on TV, they're online, they're reading, they're downloading, they're podcasting, they're texting. And we try to create shows that can exist in each of those different platforms and that are structured for those platforms.
And you were saying in the talk you gave here that you shouldn't neglect the quality of the material that you're shooting if you're just doing it for the internet. Why do you think that's so important?
I think in the early days it was okay to have shaky camera and black and white images, but now you're competing against websites from the creators of Lost and Heroes, and they're spending fortunes on their websites. So you got to be up the ante in terms of the product you're producing. People want to see high quality on the internet. They're not going to watch the grainy images that they would have 5-6 years ago. And as a company, we shoot high definition because we always look at our material as being cross-platform and it going on to television. So it makes sense for us to start in the highest quality that we possibly can.
And do you have any other projects in the pipeline along the same sort of lines as Sophia's Diary that we should look out for?
We're a cross-platform company, so everything we do is cross-platform. We do have new projects that are coming up. We're doing a series called Flatmates. We're doing another series called Beat Generation, which will operate out of Belfast. And we're currently working on a different TV show in Brazil, which is called Final Punishment, which is our first horror, and also a kind of MTV Laguna Beach style program called Surf School, which is also shooting in Brazil.
Okay, and just finally, people sometimes might just write off stuff that's internet-based. You know, as you were saying, you know, it needs to be on television to get the credibility. And can you give us an idea of how much the Sophia's Diary franchise is worth?
No, because there's a secrecy clause in our Sony thing. We did the original show and we went sold to 5 or 6 territories, and then Sony came in and bought the worldwide rights for an undisclosed amount of money. But as a result, we are sworn to confidentiality and can't say. But I will say that this is the way forward in terms of the future, and that more and more people should be looking at the internet in terms of revenue as opposed to the traditional broadcasting methods.
Okay, so even if you can't say, I'm imagining it's a figure that isn't to be sniffed at.
No, it was a good figure. A very good figure for us.